wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat. Ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
A warm welcome to Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. Yeah, it's a new week and it's new events in front of us. And that's why we have two special guests today. And that's from the TSV Hagen, Ole Schachtsieg and Philipp Müller. A warm welcome to you.
Hi, Jörn. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Hi, Jörn. Hi, Fizzball World. Thanks for having us in the EFR podcast.
It's a really a great pleasure. And let's first talk about the upcoming weekend. This weekend, we have the women's national final in Germany. But the next weekend, that's your weekend. That's the German finals at the TSV Hagen. And we would like to learn more about that. Can you give us some more insight about that?
Yes, for sure. Maybe, Philip, if it's okay, I will start with some facts maybe. So it's the first German national championship in Hagen since 1992, so a long time ago. And now we are very happy to have this competition back in our nice town. We have a very special sports field or gym, actually. There's a lot of historic, especially in the basketball. We have a lot of great basketball teams in Hagen, and we are very happy to know show the people in Hagen what our sports is so good great about.
Ole, let me just jump in, because you just mentioned 1992. Wasn't that a year when still your father was playing?
Yes, that's so long ago he was playing.
So it's a kind of a father-child thing that you are now playing for this new event. But Philip, let's continue with more details about who is participating and what is the current situation concerning COVID and tickets.
Yeah, the current situation is, of course, special. I think everybody knows about the pandemic situation, but since a few days, we have real good news. So at first, was possible to let in 750 spectators. And so we want to do the pre-sale, especially. The tickets in the pre-sale are nearly sold out. So now we have some tickets at the sale at the day, so we can let in some more spectators, 1,000 people a day. So we think we can make a great Fizzball event. Yeah, and Ole already said that the arena, the Krollmann Arena, it's called, is very special and an historic, historic building. Especially for the basketballers, maybe somebody knows the German commentator Frank Buschmann, who already played there, and first league basketballers already played there. So we have four sites for the spectators to sit on the field, and we hope we can offer a great Fizzball event. Yeah, and who's participating? I think the six best teams for the special indoor season in Germany. So in the south, it's maybe the best team in the world, the TSV Funkstadt. And we have a real young upcoming team from TV Flying Ends. And the third team is the TV Käfertal from Mannheim. And in the north, it's VfK Berlin, with some older guys who shocked a little bit the league in the north. And then it's the TSV Hagen on the second place, and on the third place that's the TV Bredorf, also a young and upcoming team. So I think we will have a lot of interesting battles on the field.
I'm not sure whether the guys from Berlin like your quote to name them as old guys, but maybe we will see. So, Ole, let's talk about the expectations of your own team. You finished second in the North League. You qualified, and what's your ambition concerning these championships?
So, first of all, it's the best result we've ever had in the league, in the preliminary round. So we've never been better than actually this year. But nevertheless, our team is more like a summer season team. So we became second place in last year's German National Championship in July. But yes, of course, it's our hometown and we want to get at least to the semi-finals on Sunday, and then maybe we will get also again into the final.
But Philipp, you have strong opponents. Your first match is versus Funkstadt, as already mentioned, the multiple champion of Germany, and your second match is against Käfertal, the host of the last indoor championships. Philipp, you may have been there and having seen how much the crowd could support you. You expect that for your home championship as well, and if you compare it with Käfertal, if you have been there, what's the difference between the last championships and yours? Is there anything you would like to mention?
Yes, of course. I've been nearly every year in Mannheim because I made a live stream commentation, and 1 year I could play in Mannheim with Hagen in the last year. So I really knew how the home team could get some support. Nevertheless, in our small sports, it's very hard to get volunteers and so on. So many of the home team supporters have some jobs with the organization and the catering and something like that. So we hope we can get some support from the city of Hagen, maybe from some other sports like basketball, soccer, and so on. Handball, of course, is also very popular. Yeah, and our opponents are two top teams who played also the Champions Cup indoor this year. So, in my opinion, we are a bit of the weakest team, but that's a role we like. And we want to enjoy our home German championships. But the only aim could be to reach the finals. That's our goal.
For sure, and I think all the spectators from around Hagen will cross the fingers that you will reach the second day and the semifinals. Ole, let's come back once again to the sports venue, the Kollmann Arena. It's an indoor arena for more than 3,000 spectators. You already mentioned there are table tennis players, the TTC Hagen and the handball club of Eintracht Hagen, and also the basketball club of Phoenix Hagen. That's their hometown, their home venue. Do you think you can fill it up? You mentioned the 1,000 spectators, or is this an aim which is not fulfillable because of the COVID situation? So it will be a good atmosphere, but you will not make it full.
No, sadly we won't. We won't even be allowed. Actually, updated today, the new COVID regulations here in Hagen, it's 1,000 spectators at maximum. So no matter if there are more than 1,000 who wants to come to the venue, it's not possible. And we don't think that in the next 8 days, actually, there will change much. So we, after 2 years in preparations with all this COVID stuff going on, we are actually very happy to get at least 1,000 people inside the arena. So not 3,000, that's for sure. But I'm quite sure that we will have 1,000 people there, and then a great atmosphere.
And I believe these 1,000 spectators will make as much noise as 3,000 at a basketball indoor match.
For sure.
that's Ole, I could not leave you out of this podcast not talking about your sportive history also. You just mentioned the TSV Hagen has been in the recent years with your father, 10 times champion outdoors, 7 times champion indoors, several World Cup winners titles TSV Hagen won. But if I compare your father and you are now on the way to the World Games in Birmingham, he was an offensive player and you are a defense player. How did happen that?
I can't really explain it. So at least during my time in the youth team, so under 16, under 18 with my club Hagen, I did actually play also in the offensive parts. But all my years in the Bundesliga and the first division in Germany, it has always been in the defense. And so there's not actually the one moment or the one reason for that. It's just how it went, actually. So not a very satisfying answer maybe, but I'm actually quite happy because of course we have other people with the father and son comparisons, and I can always say I'm not in the same position, so don't compare me to him. At least not in the successes he did and everything.
Oh, that's great to know. And is that right? I found some older web pages where you also are listed as an offensive player, so you may have played both positions in the past as well. Is that true?
Yes, actually, but this wasn't on purpose. It was more like we had some injured players in our Bundesliga team. So, yeah, I had to play there. So it's very good that I'm not a regular offensive player and I like to play in the defense.
And Philip, you are the other half of the defense of TSV Hagen. So Ole is on the right side and Philip, you are on the left or the other way around?
Other way around, and there are two other defensive players on the left and on the right, so I'm just one of four.
Okay, you already talked about that in the outdoor season. TSV Hagen is much more successful, has been in the past. You recently built a new outdoor arena, and now the indoor championships. Once again, what's your personal aim for this season and maybe the future?
Yeah, that's very special to enjoy these times in Hagen. So at first for me, I'm just have to drive over an hour to Hagen, and it's a very honor to play in this club also with Dirk, and he's our big guy for everything, and he's supporting us. So it's very an honor to play there, and I think I already had ended my career in the first league, but these two events, the home German Championship and the new arena, let me go on a little bit. And with the medal on the field in the last year, I think there's nearly everything reached. But now I want to enjoy this special event at home in Hagen. And for the next year to have some nice games on a new arena. And for us, it will be very cool to play the Champions Cup in Wittenau this year. So it will be my first international game. And that's a big goal. But at the moment, it's just an enjoying. And get some good moments for the hard work under the week in the training and so on.
Thank you so much, Philip. And I cross my fingers that your personal aims are reachable for the upcoming future. And once again, we may repeat for all of our listeners who not yet have tickets for Hagen, there is cashier open on the day of the event. It's nearby 10% of the capacity, so it's round about 100 tickets you have on sale on that day. And we start on Saturday, the 12th of March at 11, and on Sunday the semifinals will start on 10, and having the bronze medal match at 1 p.m. and 2:30, the final. Anything, Ole, Philip, you would like to add to this, or just looking forward to a great championship in your hometown?
Absolutely looking for this championship, but maybe two things to add. So we had like 2 years of organization in very difficult circumstances, especially during COVID. Then 3 or 4 weeks ago in Germany, the situations calmed a little bit down, and now there's another ongoing crisis in Europe. But we in Hagen, we are very much looking forward to not to forget all those situations, but to make a good event in those circumstances. And we hope, yeah, that sports can help a little bit in these difficult times.
Ole, you are absolutely right, and I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you reminded us that we are still living in really difficult times, not only concerning COVID, much more concerning the Ukraine crisis and the war Russia has started there. Yeah, telling the truth, also for us in the International Fistball Association, during the recent days, we had several calls with our umbrella organizations concerning the situation. As you may know, listeners, we have no national federation in Russia or Ukraine or Belarus. So we are not so much infected by that. But we, of course, support the decisions taken by the IOC or by the IPC or the international sports family to isolate the people who decided for war in Russia. So with this and no further ado, Philip, anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I could only say nearly the same. We also have a discussion also with social media and so on. What should we post? What should we promote with our championships and so on? And we found a very good quote by Nelson Mandela. It's sport has the power to change the world. And we think also when we just can give a small part, let us show some good signs from the fistball family. Maybe some symbols at the championships. Maybe the teams have some ideas or something like that. And I think, then we can stand together with the Ukraine people, and but I think it's right to do sports and to show the sport is greater than any crazy war or something like that.
Philip, Ole, I cross my fingers that we could meet in a more peaceful time at the National Men's Championships in Hagen in just 1 week. And I thank you very much for taking your time to being our special guest today on our podcast, Fistball Inside. And as always, we would like to finish also this episode with a quote, and we share it. And don't forget, together
we are
Fistball.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat. Ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutz und Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.